Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight is a very short and very powerful story, of course, with a very powerful lesson. This story was told by Y.Y. Jacobson, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, in a class, and he quoted as his source for the story Rabbi Leibel Groner, Alav Shalom, who was one of the Rebbe's secretaries who spent many hours with the Rebbe. And the story is very short. It goes like this. In Tafshin Yud Aleph, which is 1951, there was a bacher in the yeshiva. This bacher had problems. He had difficulties. Was not doing well. Was not producing very much. Was not learning well for various reasons. And the Rebbe sent him a letter. The Rebbe sent this letter. It had three words in the letter. And each word had three underlines. So one word, and it was underlined three times by the Rebbe. The Rebbe wrote a second word, and it was underlined three times by the Rebbe. And a third word, and it was underlined three times by the Rebbe. Now we know that underlining means you're emphasizing it. You're saying this is very important. If you underline something twice, it's double very important. And if you underline it three times, it's triple very important. And in this letter, the Rebbe underlined all three words three times. What were the words? The words were, Muchrach lenatzel kishroisav, that he must use out his talents and abilities. The Rebbe was telling this bacher, this student who was having a very hard time, very difficult time, not learning well, not progressing, and so forth. The Rebbe told him he must use out his abilities and talents. Many times we don't try or we are not successful at using the abilities and talents which Hashem gave us. But that can sometimes be the key to our success. Now, we know that in the story of Purim, Jewish people in the beginning of the story were not using their abilities and talents to serve Hashem. When they became endangered, then all of a sudden, they realized the inner essence of the generation of Jewish people came out, and they dedicated themselves to Hashem with absolute mesiras nefesh, with everything they had. They were willing to risk their life, and that saved them. And of course, we in our generation don't have the job of risking our life, that we should lose our life, chas v'shalom. What we want to do is have mesiras nefesh in a living way, that is, to give it all we've got, to give it all of our abilities, all of our strength, to try as hard as we can and use all of the natural gifts and abilities which Hashem gave us to serve Him and to do good things and to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. And that way, we will succeed. Now, of course, the most important issue is bringing the geula. And this also, we must do everything that we can to bring the geula. And certainly, if we use out the strength that Hashem gave us, then certainly we'll be successful. May Hashem help that we should go beyond our expectations in learning Torah, beyond our expectations in doing mitzvahs, goodness and kindness and good midos, learning all parts of Torah, and bring the geula a moment quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.